Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in. And trust me, you need it. Ever feel like you're constantly playing judge and jury to yourself? You know, that inner voice that never lets up on the negativity? We've all been there. It's relentless, right? But what if I told you there's a way to silence that critic and build a little more compassion for yourself? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Releasing self-criticism and embracing self-compassion because, let's be real, you deserve it. First up, let's talk about why this even matters. In a world obsessed with hustle culture and constant achievement, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others, setting unrealistic expectations, and beating ourselves up when we don't meet those impossible standards. But here's the thing. Self-criticism is like that leaky faucet in your kitchen, annoying, frustrating, and ultimately holding you back from truly living a fulfilling life. So how do we turn off that inner critic? It's not about becoming some Pollyanna who ignores their flaws, it's about shifting your perspective. Think of it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way you talk to yourself? Probably not, right? You'd be supportive, understanding, and encouraging. It's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and respect. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Recognize the pattern. The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts when they pop up. What triggers them? Once you recognize the pattern, you can start to challenge those thoughts. You know that feeling when your mind plays tricks on you and you start believing something that's simply not true? Yeah, that's self-criticism whispering in your ear. 2. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on your perceived flaws, try reframing those negative thoughts into more positive and realistic ones. For example, instead of saying I'm such a failure, try saying I made a mistake, but I can learn from it. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's how we get back up that matters. 3. Practice self-compassion. Imagine you have a friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and let them know they're not alone. Now extend that same kindness and understanding to yourself. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have things we're good at, talents that make us unique. Take time to celebrate those strengths, big or small. What are you proud of? What comes naturally to you? Focusing on your positive attributes can help boost your self-esteem and counterbalance those negative thoughts. 5. Be patient with yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when the inner critic is louder than usual, but that's okay. Just remember to keep practicing self-compassion, to be kind to yourself, and to celebrate every step forward. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my friend's birthday? It was a disaster. The oven timer went off early, the frosting was lumpy, and the whole thing looked like something out of a horror movie. I wanted to throw in the towel, but then I remembered what I was learning about self-compassion. Instead of berating myself for messing up, I laughed it off, said, well, at least it's memorable, and delivered the lopsided cake with a smile. My friend loved it. It wasn't about the perfect outcome, it was about showing up, trying my best, and being kind to myself along the way. Okay, so remember, releasing self-criticism and building self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or becoming complacent. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and kindness, regardless of your mistakes. It's about creating a supportive inner voice that encourages growth, celebrates your wins, and helps you navigate the inevitable challenges life throws your way. So, go out there and be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-compassion boost. Let's spread the love, one podcast listener at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.